This conference will...
Welcome, everybody. This is Laura Berman-Fortgang speaking. It is March 7th, 2012, and this is our second community, now what we call, in 2012. I feel like the year is already moving at a fast pace. And I want to welcome all of you, those of you here live and those of you listening to this recording. We've had we had really a tremendous response this time. I hope that, unfortunately, that could mean a lot of people are out of work. I hope not, but we do these calls as part of Now What coaching. Everything is based on the book Now What, 90 Days to a New Life Direction, which I happen to have written. And we open up the phone lines to take your questions, and they could be about your own career transition. It could be because you're working with the Now What book or one of our home study kits, or perhaps you're working with one of our authorized Now What facilitators. So we do these calls to support anyone in career transition. And also, if you're a coach, you might be interested in how we train people to use the Now What program. So that might be another reason that you're here. So I welcome all of you. I do want to check in and see if any of our authorized facilitators are on the call tonight. I know the deputy editor of our newsletter and one of our A-team, as we call them, one of the people who helps train some of the trainers, Ginny Kravitz, is on tonight. Hi, Ginny.
Hello. Feel like I should jog down the aisle.
Yes, come on down. You have won. Tell everyone where you're from and how long you've been doing Now What.
Hi, everybody. This is Ginny. I am a Westerner now. I've lived in Scottsdale for the past 5+ years, originally from New York and Connecticut. And did the Now What training in New York. I think it was 05, right, Laura?
I think you're right.
I believe so. So I've just loved using the tool and still do. It's a wonderful technology is really what we call it.
And I will explain technology. It is. I will explain a little bit about it. And thank you, Ginny. Anyone else from our team here who wants to say hi before we get going? But Ginny is on our facilitator page, as are our other authorized facilitators, which you can find at nowwhatcoaching.com. Right across the top it says Find a Facilitator. And these facilitators are people who have gone through the training with me, everybody personally, like 400 of them since 2005, I think. And all that, and it just means that everyone has taken the care to really learn this program and that I can at least vouch for their knowledge of it. Which I'm really proud of, and we have great people who do that. So, again, the purpose for tonight is to deal with the issues you want to bring to the table, and I also will share with you some other ways that, besides these free calls, which we do, I can't say we do them monthly, but we do them several times a year, as long as you're on our Now What newsletter list, which you can sign up for at nowwhatcoaching.com, you will get a notice every time these happen. So that's our free way of reaching out to everyone, and we'll tell you other ways throughout the course of the night that you could get more support. I'll just say a little bit about our approach, and then I'll open up the line to your questions. And it really is a call driven by what you want to talk about tonight. At Now What, we do train everyone to work with their intuition. And I think that as a coach, when we work with our intuition, we are giving other people permission to do the same. And why do we need permission for that? I think those little voices that tell us we're crazy because we have a great idea, or we're crazy to try to do something that hundreds of other people have done, that's just your inner critic. But that other voice, the one that tells you you should try something or that you missed something in your life and you want to get back to it, we work to help you as our clients, trust that. And our approach is less about looking at your resume and the traditional, conventional career counseling or job search strategies. And instead, in fact, we don't even look at your resume until you decide what you want to do with your life. We work with you on your life story, not to create your life story, but to analyze your life story and to see what clues are actually right in there as to what will make you happiest, most fulfilled, and make you money moving forward. And this technology came out of my experience after 9/11, after people jumping at the bid to take their back burner dreams and put them on the front burner with that acceleration that, of the feeling that life can pass you by at any moment that came from that event. And then in the last 3 years, with the economy being so dreadful, many, many people have been forced to reinvent completely. They found their industries just disappear and or being completely at a loss to get into their own industries again because of the amount of people who have been let go and the lack of jobs available. So we've only been more validated and confirmed in our methodologies that it's not about your resume that is going to help you figure out what you're going to do next. It's actually in your life story, and the Now What book and our Now What program helps you figure out what it all means and how to interpret it. But I just want to say a couple more words about that in the sense that, you know, it's amusing to me and not in a disrespectful way, but many times when people want me to know about them or they are thinking of hiring me as a coach or one of our facilitators as a coach, they right away want to show us their resume, and I refuse to look at it because the resume is about the next linear and logical step for you based on your credentials and the experience you have so far and what you may have studied in school. And what's being asked of us at this juncture in time where what you did before may not be what you're going to do next because your industry could be gone or because of the changes in that industry or the way technology has affected that industry, you really need to dig far and deep to figure out what's going to be next. And so we see more and more people not finding the answer based on the linear and logical thing that their resume says would be the next step and more looking at their life and looking for those things that really matter to them and that have interested them probably all along. And that's not as simplistic as to say that just because, you know, you wanted to be an actor when you were five, you're going to go back and be an actor now. But there is something about the arts, or there's something about that freedom of expression that needs to be wrapped into today. And at its core, that's really what this program helps you do, is to get to the unusual answer, the non-conventional answer, and we find that people are very, very happy when they do that. So with that said, let me open up the line tonight to what your career transition concerns may be, and if you do happen to be a coach and you're more curious about, you know, how we work with people versus actually being an end user who needs answers for their life right now, that's perfectly legitimate on this call as well. So if you do want to speak, just tell us your name and where you're from. If you'd like to remain completely anonymous, I can see my email at lbf, my initials, at intercoach.com, and I can take your email question live. So anyone? It's always hardest to be first.
I'll be first.
Good.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, my name is Christine. I'm from New Jersey. My question is, I'm in the middle of a career transition. I was a business owner since 1993. I've owned three different businesses, one by default in marriage. The other two were what I was trained for. Now I'm going through a divorce. I've lost the businesses that I've run for over 18 years, which were my livelihood, and I need to do something else, and I don't know what that is. I don't know if I'm supposed to be owning another business, starting another business, and then again, I don't even know what that would be. I don't know where I'm going, and I'm all over the place. I'm going to lunches with organizations in the area, trying to just surround myself and network myself with people in areas of things that I enjoy, such as, like the life coaching for you, Laura. I've had some connections with circles of people in your group. I've also gotten involved in empowerment groups with women who are running nonprofits, and I am on a board for that, although that's not going to be anything that's going to pay my mortgage right away. I don't know where to go. I don't know what I should be doing next, or if I should just continue on this path. I don't know.
Well, I mean, how specific have you gotten with yourself? I mean, are you still in the let's call it the dilettante phase, where you like you have time on your side and you can just kind of dabble, or you know, have you sat down and seriously said, okay, these are the three areas and I'm going to research them fully?
I guess I don't feel pressured. I don't feel pressured economically right now, but I do feel pressured in every other area. I would like to move forward in another area of my life, be self-sufficient, because eventually I really do not want to count on support from my ex-husband for any services. I don't even think he's going to pay it. So again, even if he was, I've limited my term of what I'll take from him and the amount, because I really don't want to be tied to somebody else for my livelihood. I want to take care of myself and my children. What am I doing? I don't know. I think I need training and schooling and licensing for things that I want to do, and I don't know if I have that expense or that much time. I feel like I'm going to run out of time. I feel like if I start something like that, that maybe I'm going to have to be involved in for like a year or more, but I'm going to have to stop that. I'm not going to be able to finish that. And have to
Let me stop you, Christine.
Go ahead.
So with all, you know, with all the things that you've investigated, and sitting down and looking at, you know, what ways you can make money with what you have right in front of you right now, are there one or two things?
Yes. I'm starting this nonprofit, which is a beautiful and wonderful idea, with a group of five other women, and I'm also considering doing meetup groups.
Now, nonprofit is, you're not going to monetize for you right now. So, do the meetup groups monetize? Make you money, in other words.
Yes, but nothing substantial or nothing that, I don't know. I mean, it could be something that could be, it's not dependable enough. You know, it's just something like you're saying that I'm dabbling in.
Right. So I hear almost panic in the sense that you're kind of spinning in a million directions. And we can't, you know, go into the whole thing here and now. But I just say, and I know you have the Now What book, and I know that you've had some exposure to this. So if I were to be working with you, I would say right now, you know, top of the heap, is, you know, you've done the exploration of all the things that interest you. It's almost like too many ideas to make happen. So I think you need to bring it much closer to the vest, you know, rein it in a little bit, allow yourself one project that, you know, floats your boat that's not going to make you any money, i.e. whether that's the board or it's the nonprofit or it's the meetups. Just allow yourself one, not all of those.
Okay.
And then stop and think, you know, truly right here, right now, not the thing of the future, not the thing you're going to train for, but what do you have in front of you right now that can start to make you money so that at least you feel like you have a footing underneath you, and it doesn't mean you're going to do that forever.
Okay.
So, I mean, do you have an idea of what that might be, or you need to sit and do this thinking?
No, I know what that is. It's in fact something I didn't even bring up in the last couple of minutes I've had everybody here. But yes, I do have something coming up in April that is going to be more something close to the vest, like you're saying.
Right. So that, you know, since you do feel, even though you have time, but you feel a sense of urgency because you want to be independent, think immediately as to, you know, what can make you independent. And like I said, I would ask you to do one of the heart projects, not three, not four, not ten. Networking was a great instinct. You know, the more people you know, the easier it's going to be to take the next steps. But, you know, I think it's time to, you know, focus and be serious with yourself.
Okay.
All right. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
You're very smart, and you'll figure this out.
Okay.
Thank you. But I think that, thanks, Christine. And I mean, I think that's a good example for a lot of us in the sense that, you know, some of us are blessed with too many ideas, and we call that the highly creative client. You know, you're just, there's so many great ideas, and then really trying to harness that or to capture one like they're butterflies and be able to, you know, hold it and make something come of it. You know, but I think there's a time and a place to allow for that exploration, and then as you get up against the wall with time, you have to say, okay, you know, what do I have? Where can I start? And one thing will lead to another. So thanks again, Christine. Anybody else?
Hi, Laura. This is Linda from Massachusetts.
Hi, Linda from Massachusetts. I'm coming to Massachusetts.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. I think I'll tell everybody that. I'm coming to Kripalu. Are you near Stockbridge?
I was actually on Kripalu's website just yesterday.
Well, la-di-da. Kripalu is a yoga and retreat center, but you don't do just yoga. You can come and do the Now What retreat with me. I'm there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 23rd, 24th, 25th, working people through the Now What process. And if you want to come, eat clean, enjoy the beautiful views, that's what you want to do at Kripalu. So how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm calling. My question is also about myself career-wise.
Right.
And I am in a place, 46, so I know things are going to need to change. I'm also going through a divorce process. And I have a history of... I think what I'm realizing is kind of avoiding decisions without being confident that I will be able to make whatever I decide happen.
Mm.
So I'm also recognizing that it looks like this is a time of my life where I really need to kind of invest in myself personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so my intuition is kind of saying, all right, this is the time to work on you and other stuff will come out of it. But then the voices in my head are also saying, you're just avoiding making the decision. So how much do you go forward when you're not sure about what you want to do necessarily? And, you know, I have lots of ideas, but nothing's really just reaching out and grabbing me and saying, this is it, go for this one.
Great. Okay. Well, this is a great example. I think you're not alone in this. You know, I have a saying that life will tell you when you're wrong. In the sense that if you go down a path, you know, and the doors keep closing or no doors are opening and you no longer feel passionate about it because you're not getting the response that you want, then you might look at another one. And when, you know, we start this process, and there's lots of ideas, I ask people to pick three. Pick three, put the others, you know, in a safe place. You know, highly creative people don't like to think that any of their ideas are ever going to get lost, so you keep them in a safe place, like your computer. Or in the old days, I used to tell my clients to put it in a recipe file box in 3x5 index cards. Oh, God, that's dating me. Oh, my God, that sounds really old. One of my early clients. And you take three, and you said, okay, I'm interested in film production, writing, and finance. And then you research each of those. You speak to 3 to 5 people in each of those areas. And you'll see if there's traction. You'll see if there's flow. By process of elimination, you start saying, oh, gosh, you know, that looked really good from the outside, but I don't want to work for peanuts and, you know, do that. So you take that one out. Then you put in another one and say, okay, now I have three again. And like I said, life will tell you when you're wrong. You'll start seeing where the traction starts happening. Now, if you don't have unlimited time, you know, you can't do this forever. So you pick the hottest ones and you start talking to people. And truly, the talking to people and getting out there is what starts the grease on the wheel, so to speak. But I think an important question to ask you is, what do you gain from being ambivalent?
Well, you say life will tell you when you are wrong, and I have my ambivalence gains me the avoidance of being wrong. Of
right,
doing,
right, the protection.
Wrong, a protection.
Right, it's protection. So
yes.
That, you know, that's an important thing to know. You know, if you're ambivalent, if you take no action, then you're not going to be wrong, no failure. But, of course, there's a diminishing return on the investment there, you know, because the longer you wait or you run out of money or whatever the case may be, then, you know, ambivalence stopped protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, does this idea of the process of elimination, that, you know, picking three at a time and trying to make headway, does that appeal to you as a way to make it more attainable?
Yes. It's I feel like I spent a lot of time trying to make other things work that didn't work.
Mm.
And I understand that you just said, okay, you got to get over that, basically, which I get. Is there a period of time where kind of we're trying to reset and, you know, just not take action can be fruitful as well?
I do believe people get burned out. I do believe that, you know, if you had a very high stress situation before, you need a certain amount of recovery. But what starts to happen is that the lack of structure starts to turn the house of cards in on you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, someone who's, I don't know your whole situation, but let's say you were let go from a high stress job. You know, you're going to need a certain time of recuperation. It's going to feel like a vacation. You're just going to love every minute of it. And then depression can start to set in because there's no structure. You're not needed anywhere. There's nothing to get you out of bed. There's nothing else to do. You've had all the fun you want to have. So there needs to be this balance between a structure and connecting with your world and the rest. And it's just making sure that rest, again, is an ambivalence.
Okay.
And I often quote Seth Godin, who is a marketing guru, I guess you could say, an author and a very smart businessman, who wrote a little book called The Dip. And The Dip is a teeny-weeny little book. But basically what it says is, you know, it's about when do you know when to give up. You know, when do you give up? When do you give up on an idea, a project, something you've been trying to make happen? And in essence, his advice is, if you're not willing to do everything that it takes anymore, if you're not committed to being the best at that thing, then it's time to quit. And I personally use that all the time. You know, if it's going through a hard period and things aren't working the way you want, that's one thing. But then you really have to ask yourself, you know, so how much do I want it? How much am I willing to give for it? Do I know this is my thing? And am I willing to keep going? You know, I personally just had a turnaround today after a few weeks of feeling like, well, oh my gosh, you know, I think life's telling me no. I said, you know, I am committed to this. I'm not giving up yet. I'm committed to being the best at this. And today, three things opened up around this area that, you know, if you had talked to me yesterday, you know, I needed to get that gumption back. So I'm like, okay, you'll stay in the game.
So the opening up for you was centered, you think, around recommitting yourself.
You know, I think so. I mean, you could call it a coincidence, but I doubt it's a coincidence. You know, and I just was like, okay, I'm back on the stick, and I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? I didn't take any new chances today or make any new phone calls, but three things that I was trying to break through on came to be. Two were my favorite kinds of speaking gigs. When I say no because someone doesn't want to pay me the appropriate amount, and then they call back and go, oh, we found the money. So that happened twice today. And then someone else who I've been trying to meet this person. I've been one degree of separation away from meeting this person for months. And today, it happened. No, I didn't go out. I didn't go bump into them. I didn't do anything. Just they were coming to an office where my friend, who was one degree of separation away, was able to finally connect us. And it was awesome. Very complimentary and very good. So, but it did take the recommitment on all those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That's very helpful. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And maybe I'll see you in Stockbridge.
We'll see.
I promise a good time. And I'm also performing my one-woman show there on Saturday night.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, which you can only get into if you're already on the property. So let's review right here, right now. We've talked about having so many ideas. We've talked about focusing. We've talked about that process of elimination. We've talked about, you know, recommitting, many other things. I've told you so far a couple of ways that you can get more support around this, whether you keep coming to these free calls by being on our newsletter list, or you work with one of our facilitators, or you come to Kripalu March 23rd, 24th, 25th and do a weekend with me. And something I haven't told you about yet, and maybe there's somebody on this call who's using it, is I just put our home study kit on sale from $149 down to $99. And you can also find that at nowwhatcoaching.com. And the home study kit is the book, the workbook, and a 6-CD set of me coaching you through the program. So it's not me reading a book to you. It's literally things that I discovered after I had written the book that I put on tape, and I walk you through the whole program. And it's on sale for spring for $99. So let's, anyone have anything they want to comment on or any observations they've made from what they've heard so far? Or, of course, if you're ready to ask your question, please go right ahead.
Laura, I don't want to take too much time. This is Christine again, but I do believe in what you said, taking a step back sometimes from everything going on at once is really a time to just let everything settle and fall into place on its own. So that's awesome advice. That happens a lot. You just take a step back from everything and see what falls into place.
Absolutely. And I also believe in napping. You know, not that you go to bed depressed for half a day, but I've gotten a lot of business by taking a nap. I just say, okay, I'm going to go take a nap, and something's going to settle while I nap. And
right.
It doesn't happen every time, but it's happened many times.
Right.
I'm ready for my question. This is Josephine from New York.
Hi, Josephine from New York. Please.
So I'm in transition. I've been looking for a position for 7-8 months,
mm-hmm.
And it was due to illness, and then my family's illness, and I've been in charge of taking care of my family situation. And I've been looking, from sending out the resumes to doing networking with people I know, and I'm hoping I'm on the verge of something. But in the meantime, so I said, let me take a class to keep myself occupied for the past 5 weeks because I was getting very upset. So I'm taking a review course in my field in finance because, I don't want to give up. And I think my business should be very lucrative. But for some reason, it's like I'm knocking on a million doors and I'm not getting an answer. So...
Okay, so let's talk. I can hear that it's very upsetting, and I can hear that, you know, that you've you've had so many life circumstances derail you right now.
Yes.
And you said your industry is finance?
Yeah.
Now, what are the people that you know who are still employed or, you know, who are possible people who could employ you? What are they telling you about what's going on right now?
Well, a person I used to work with said, I haven't spoken to him in 2 months, so I'm going to pull him again. He told me I had to wait, things would open up.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I had an interview 14 days ago, and I don't know what the delay is, but it's like pulling teeth. They told me they want to see me again, but it's been 2 weeks. So, it's like every place I turn, there's some sort of block. Maybe it's just I'm hoping I'm on the verge to get back in.
I hope so too. But tell me first, did you like your work?
Yes, accounting and regulatory work. Yeah. I'm looking right now. The position I interviewed for actually was a position I had 5 years ago, which I was known for. So everybody knows me in that field, so that's what I guess I'm going back to, because everybody knows me. It's okay. It was not, there's a lot of things in my field that I find I don't like, so I know what I like. So that's
right.
All. It's okay.
Right. So I mean that would have been my guess, that your work was like, okay. and, you know, that's how you made money, right? And you're grateful for that.
Yes, I am.
Right. So I'm not going to say that is over forever. I'm not going to say that, because that's not what I mean. But when the doors keep closing or nobody's answering, it is a bit of an opportunity. It's an opportunity to correct. Just like the market corrects itself, stock market, when you find yourself unemployed for a period of time and the doors aren't opening to get back in, it is an opportunity to correct some things that you didn't like about it anyway, to reevaluate. And I know there's pressure on you with, you know, financially and economically, certainly, and illness and, you know, needing to keep up insurances and whatever else.
Yeah.
But
I also have to watch my father from time to time. He's very old. He's 99 years old. So I'm having my brother watch him tonight, because I'm in Manhattan. But I've been having a lot of responsibility the last few years.
Right.
But I do need to get back to my job.
Well, what it sounds like to me, and I'm just talking totally off the cuff and intuitively, that, you know, with the skills that you have, you may be able to reinvent your work to suit your situation better. So something more flexible, or something that uses a part of your skill set, maybe not all of it, something that you might even be able to do from home. So I think, you know, the message here is getting more creative about this, other than just a typical job search to get back into the same kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may not be what you want to hear.
I don't know. Other than me starting a business, which I don't have any business. I don't have out of any kind of funds to start a business.
Tell me about you. I mean, you're trained as an accountant?
Yeah. But, I mean, basically, honestly, I've been doing analysis, mostly SEC work.
Uh-huh.
So, mostly I've been doing that for the past 10 years. It's not accounting.
Right.
But, so, you know, so that when they, accounting is accounting. They want people, and I'm also 50 years old. They really want young people. So, it's one of the problems.
I understand. But what I hope you can get tonight, and I know under pressure it's very hard to be creative and to think outside the box, but you have a skill set that's valuable that can be used in other ways besides just getting into the same kind of work that you did before. And It is my experience that when you're knocking and knocking and knocking, you know, sometimes it's about the market needing to come back, but other times it's an invitation to reinvent. And you're actually a perfect candidate to look at your life story and to, you know, see what things you may have forgotten about that you could reenact in your life. And I'm not talking about having to train or to do anything outrageous, you know, to disrupt your life. But you've been, you know, very conventional in how you've approached your work and very conventional in how you've approached this job search. And these times demand more. And probably since the last time you needed to find a job, you'll also notice that it's so impersonal now. Like you said, you know, why aren't they calling me or why aren't they keeping me informed? You know, so many times you're just sending a resume, pressing send. You don't even get, you know, a response that it was received.
Correct.
So, you know, so how you keep your sanity through all that is you keep going. Don't wait for answers from anybody.
Oh, yes, I agree. I'm taking them. Like I said, I'm keeping myself occupied with this accounting course.
I think it's great that you've done that.
Yeah, it's for my license. I never got my CPA. I never had the time. I never had the time or interest. And especially with family responsibilities and work, always working late. So I'm doing it for myself, but to keep my spirits up, yeah. So I'm working, you know, to keep myself occupied. So.
Well, it's also, I mean, having your CPA is also another credential that might open a door for you or change
I mean,
the aspect of your work.
It's going to take 2 years because I'm only taking one test at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. You know. But at least I can, it's something to talk about in an interview when I get one. It will
Good.
Be. I can say that. But, I mean, I'm just doing it really. It just came to me at the end of the year. I knew I was going to take something in January. And I said, it came to me, dawned on me, take the CPA test. So,
well, I think it dawned on you. It was your intuition speaking to you. You listened to it.
Yes.
I commend you. And it gives you structure and something to do, and it lifts your spirits, like you said. So you're doing the right thing. And my suggestion just would be to be a little more open-minded about how you can get employed.
Okay, thank you.
It's not just one avenue. And thank you. And honest to God, I make like 2 cents if you buy a book, but if you haven't bought Now What, it might spark some more ideas for you.
Thank you. And I'm a past client of yours.
Oh, yeah?
What? You're Josephine Carlos?
From a long time ago.
15 years ago.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right? It had to be longer than that, because I still lived in New York at the time, right?
Well, it was exactly 15 years ago. I was at Merrill Lynch trying to get out of there, and then we did the 3-month coaching where you would speak once a week or twice a week.
Yeah.
Did you do the same thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Most of the time, once a week, yeah. Three times a month.
Three times, yeah. I got into bear stands and I couldn't get out.
See, it's time for a change.
Well, then what happened is J.P. Morgan took it over. And that was a crowd.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good to hear your voice.
You too.
Thank you for staying on my mailing list all this time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good. Anyone else have anything they want to bring up tonight?
Yeah, hi, this is Carrie.
Hi.
Hi.
From North Carolina?
Yes, from North Carolina. Still here. So, a couple things. One is I am heading to Kerpala this coming weekend, so I'm excited
that you're going to... miss each other.
I know. I'm excited that you're going to be there. I'm wondering if you're going to do another session in the summer, because I know that sometimes you do them summer as well. Like
I did a 5-day session in July last year, yeah, but I'm not doing it this year.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
My kids missed me way too much.
Oh, well, I'll watch for another one. Maybe it will work out. My question is, I've been working towards in a new direction, and I'm feeling really good about it and getting lots of positive reinforcement from different areas of my life. So that's
great.
Going really well. But my question is, so there's still this other, like, puzzle piece from back when I was exploring and you know, working through your programs, and that did not, is not really coming into play in this new venture.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's analogous really a little bit to, like, your acting.
Mm-hmm.
And the arts. And I don't know, like, it keeps nagging at me, like, so, hey, I'm over here, and it's probably the piece that I get most, like, emotional about.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you want to give me some specifics? Tell me what's...
Well,
what's,
so I used to be a dancer, and mm-hmm. I just feel like there's supposed to be something that I should be doing something with dance, but I can't figure out what it is. But I'm not unhappy about the other, you know, I'm working in the area of organics, and I'm designing children's apparel. And so I don't know whether to just ignore it and keep going or whether I should, like, totally turn to that. I don't know if you have any exercises that would help kind of clear that other. I've been, you know, using meditation and some other techniques. But
are you dancing? Do you take any class?
I'm not right now.
Well, that's where I would send you. that's where the answers will be.
Okay, and then that's
just do it. Just do it for yourself.
Okay.
And see what evolves from that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other thing that came to my mind, I mean, is you're designing textiles. Is, you know, is there a dance line in that?
Well, a couple of the pieces I would say are, like, dance-inspired, like, have some of the, a little bit of, you know, materials that would be, like, from repurposing old tutus and things like that, so kind of bringing
mm-hmm.
it in, which I do enjoy that piece. I did try a couple times as kind of a separate project to start up a dance program, as
mm-hmm.
a gift back and for girls 8 to 13 who could not afford to take ballet or lived in very rural areas and I went to the most poverty-stricken county in our state and tried to get something going there. And at first it was like the doors were just flying open. The school board said, oh, my gosh, we need you here. And the county commissioners were like, what do you need? Anything you need, we're going to give it to you. And I was going to – and then it just kind of all – blew up and disappeared. So it was like, what the heck was that about? You know, I just... So then I...
Did you get a chance to do it?
No, we didn't. We ended up not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We got, like, right up until almost the workshop was going to happen. And then it's like, things just, like, big things started happening. Like, my instructors were, you know, things kept happened to them, and they were unable to teach, and I was still going to do it, and then the school dropped out, and then I was still going to try to do it, and then it was just like, it was crazy. It was like these huge hurdles coming up, and it was like, I was going to say they're insurmountable, but nothing is insurmountable. It was so many big signals that I just thought, this is not right. Something's not right.
Right. Well, it sounded like a wonderful, worthy cause, and it may get its chance again. But, you know, if you were my client, I'd be like, okay, dance now. Go dance. And see what,
okay.
You know, what comes from being in touch with that. Because that's what's calling at you.
It's just...
Right.
I feel like it's just crazy, though. Like, what is
Yeah, it's crazy. Want me to tell you my crazy?
Because I won't date you, but I actually liked your recipe box idea, and I wrote it down because I'm thinking everything is so, for me, everything's so digital. I liked that idea. Put my idea
yep.
in the recipe box.
One of my early clients is probably 15 years ago, too, and I keep in touch with her now on Facebook. She, a young woman, and she had so many creative ideas. I mean, whether it be a business she wanted to start or a nonprofit or a cause or a book or whatever she's going to do, and there's just no way all those things can happen since she was always spinning
mm-hmm.
her wheels. And I actually have two index cards box, two recipe file box right on my windowsill here. And so I came up with that with her, that just, you know, put them all in alphabetical order in a thing, and you will never lose them, but you can't do all of them at once. And I recently found this box because I must have been doing it too at the time with her. And let's see, mine are all like jokes and stories that I would tell during speaking gigs. And I don't even do that anymore. But yes, back to feeling crazy or thinking you're crazy or it sounds crazy. Whenever you're thinking that, you're on the right track. And this one woman show that I created in the last year came out of a similar scenario where, you know, I have 20 years experience in 5 books and Oprah and blah, blah, blah. What am I doing running off and going and doing a woman show, one woman show? Why would I do that? It sounds crazy. But it came out of, after 17 years having no desire to do any performing, I allowed myself to, and it changed my life. It was just a little community theater show, but it inspired me to take on other stuff and to change the way that I do my speaking and how I market myself, and all because I decided to do community theater for 3 months. So allow yourself to dance and see what happens.
Okay.
And thank you for bringing it up, and do keep me posted, because I'm a very nosy person.
Well, thank you. I think you're a very caring person, so that's why.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So good. I'm so glad you brought that up, Terry. And I'll just say for everyone else who's listening that at the backbone or at the core of the whole Now What process is something we call the life blueprint, and the life blueprint is shows up in your life story, but also in this example that Carrie's given us that, you know, if there's something you used to do or there's something that makes you feel like you can fly or that you love, it may not be, the career you're going to go back to or that thing you're supposed to do with your life, but there's something about it that must be touched. It's like a touchstone. It needs to be visited every now and then to reignite you. So, you know, do listen to those things, as crazy or as old or as timed out in your life story as they may seem that they are. They're part of what activates your soul, and that's where your best decisions will come from. We are quickly winding down to the top of the hour, and I've forgotten all about my bedtime because I'm so energized now, but I don't know what went on with my creativity in the last month, but I have a lot of ways for you to experience this work. So let me just tell you about those, some we already answered or told you about. But if you are interested in that home study kit, just go to nowwhatcoaching.com, there's study kits, and the coupon code is SAVE2012. It's right there on the thing, so you don't even have to remember it. Our next training for coaches, those of you who might be curious about becoming a Now What facilitator, also on nowwhatcoaching.com under Become a Facilitator. I have some early bird specials going on now, but not for long, so do check that out. And finally, a URL page that you cannot find on our website unless I tell you about it, so pay close attention. I'm going to be starting a group, so a reduced cost versus working with me one-on-one, for people who want to do Now What, and that's at laurabermanfortgang.com/spring-offers.html. So laurabermanfortgang.com/spring-offers.html. So only those of you listening to this audio or here tonight will have the opportunity to do a small group at a reduced cost to do Now What. So I can take one last comment or question before we hang up. Anybody? All right. Well, I thank you for being here. And just keep watching your newsletter. We come out with these every couple of months. It's my pleasure. Thank you for your participation, and you'll all receive the link to listen to the call again if there's anything you missed.
Could you repeat the last URL that you gave?
Sure, www.laurabermanfortgang.com, LauraBerman, Fortgang, Fortgang, laurabermanfortgang.com/spring-offers.html.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I hope to hear from all of you again soon. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody. Bye.